COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
They're real, oh. And they're spectacular.
Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Massachusetts, heartland of America. So I am reviewing another strain from Foxhole Hemp. This time it's the T1/Blueberry blend. It's a pre-roll, so I broke it up and I put it into the vaporizer. Again, I mean, the effect's pretty good. I definitely feel, it definitely feels like the kick that they say that it has, that they allege that it has, it definitely does have it. And I definitely feel pretty good. I feel pretty euphoric. It smells like a blend of T1, which if you've ever had that CBD strain, pretty sort of, smells like it looks like it smells it has sort of a very sort of orange tangerine-ish sort of smell and aroma and flavor, and you could tell there's a lot of like myrcene in it. The T2/blueberry definitely smells like the combination of the two. Definitely hits like T1 I've had in the past, and blueberry that I've had, the THC strain that I've had through various sort of either through a caregiver or through going to a dispensary. So it does hit tickle that itch in terms of how it expresses itself and how it smells, how the aroma is, how the effects are. Pretty euphoric, pretty good. Pretty calm. Little bit high, not too much. But again, this is hemp from the folks of Foxhole Hemp. Shout out to Dane for sending it. And characteristic of blueberry strains I've had in the past where you feel fine at first, but then you give it 30 or so minutes and you hit that wall very, very, very quickly. Like all of a sudden you feel very, very tired and you're like, I'm going to collapse on my bed if I don't go to bed. And I'm starting to feel that with this blueberry. So again, I mean, this checks out, in terms of what Foxhole Hemp said it was. It's potent. It smells great. The effects, the body effects are very, very, they're like you feel it right away, but then again, I mean, you still feel functional for 30 minutes, like I said, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh man, this is getting heavy very, very quickly. This is escalating very, very quickly. So we're going to smoke it. So bear with us just one moment. We're going to take a quick and brief commercial break. After these messages, we'll be right back. And we're back. So definitely a strong body effect after smoking it. I mean, the flavor and the aroma, like, it isn't as good as when vaping it. It's never going to be as good as when vaping it, but there was a bit of a disparity with me vaping it being like very, very smooth, and then smoking it wasn't as smooth. It was, again, I mean, it wasn't the worst, but I've definitely had ones that smoke better. But again, perhaps this was because it was because it was like pre-rolled or whatever. Maybe if I ground it up and it was flour, I might have, you know, the aroma might be different. There might be more trichomes and what have you. But again, I mean, overall, I mean, this is one of the better high THCA strains that I've tried. I would put this at like dead even with the Wilted Flowers, Baba Kush, and I would put this at like 1A and 1B in terms of effect. Overall, like, it's definitely like, this definitely feels like mids pretty much, like street weed I would have bought in 10 years ago. Street weed I would have smoked from buddies like 10 or so years ago. In that it's not too powerful, but you could still have a very, very good time and still feel very euphoric, still feel very good, still, you know, want to let loose and have some fun. And I definitely do feel that taking this. So again, this and the Baba Kush are my favorite high or euphoric THCA strains or euphoric hemp strains. So again, if you're in a prohibition state, allegedly, again, educational purposes only, we don't ever recommend anyone break state, local, federal, county, country law. We don't ever recommend anyone break the law. We recommend everyone do things above board. But again, so you can get this under the Hemp Farm Bill. This is a high THCA strain. Again, educational purposes only. But yeah, this will definitely do the trick if you need a more euphoric strain and you live in a state where there's no recreational just yet. You can still get plenty of what you need from CBD strains. They're adding more and more varieties by the day. There are more and more processors, more and more farmers, more and more types of products. You know, there's Delta 8 now. There's CBC. There's all these cannabinoids that they're isolating. And again, you don't, just because you don't have access to Delta 9 THC doesn't mean you can't get your needs met. And I definitely get my needs met by this T2 / blueberry. In terms of effect, like I'll say again, I will put this up there with the Wilted Flowers Bubba Kush. I really, really love that one. And again, I had a little bit of the original Franklin. Again, I mean, I would put that at 2. And I would put Bubba Kush and this T2 / blueberry blend at... I'd put both those at 1A, 1B, and then put the Franklin at 2. I didn't get to have too much of the Franklin, but that Franklin stuff, yeah, it's potent, it's good, and you'll definitely feel some euphoria from it. So again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out, ciao, and free Julian Assange. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.